I don't feel comfortable with the term fuck zombie. Although, shotgun, that's my band. I took that one, band name. You can think of something else. Fuck zombies is my band. And welcome to Tower Dive.
Can't go wrong with Tower Dive.
Can't go wrong with Beast Fuck. Can't go wrong with Tower
Dive. Write that down.
Put it on a post-it. I feel like we tell a lot of people to put post-it notes on, and I want to find the one Tower Dive fan that does that when we tell them.
Yeah, I agree. Take a picture.
Their room is covered in fucking... Yeah, seriously. If you can go back to every time that we said put it on a post-it
note... Or write
note,
that down.
And you've done that, you can be the new addition to the Tower Dive team.
Yeah. Fact. But you have to all of our advice to heart.
You actually have had to, yeah. You have to live. Can you walk the line?
It's a thin line to walk.
Can you walk the line?
It's like a razor's edge.
It's like the edge of a knife. So what's up, buddy?
Nothing. Taking life advice from a podcast. The usual.
Given life advice from a podcast. It's.
I think that's the best way to get it. Life advice is from podcasts.
From podcasts. I mean, I really think it depends what type of advice you're looking for, like the type of life you're trying to live. You know, if it's something about murderers,
there's podcasts for that.
I know, but maybe, realize podcasts have become like the new YouTube. Like it used to be like YouTube, you could just YouTube anything and there was a video for it. Now you can find like a whole podcast about it, not just 7 second clips.
It's true. Hours and hours.
I seriously just backlogs of shit that I can listen to in my own leisure while I'm pooping, while I'm attempting to do work.
Road trips.
While I'm driving, on the train, at a bar, not wanting to listen to people sitting around
me. You listen to podcasts at a bar?
No, actually, I don't, but you could.
Why would you go to a bar?
Well, I mean, because you want to go drink.
Yeah.
But you don't want to deal with people.
Yeah, so you go home and do that.
But maybe you like the ambiance of a bar.
Uh-huh.
You just don't like the people that go to it. Is that?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. It just seems rude.
Yeah, it does. I'm not saying it's not rude.
Seems rude to everyone involved. And also to the podcast host.
Well, it's incredibly awesome for them that you're listening to.
Can we talk about one podcast that I've been listening to a lot?
No, we're not going to plug other podcasts.
Okay, it's really good, though.
If they plug ours, we'll plug
theirs.
Maybe,
yeah.
You contact them. You say, we're going to plug your podcast on ours.
Uh-huh.
As long as you say, I listen to Tower Dive and they're
great.
See,
I feel like that's selling out. What I'm going to do is I'm going to mention this podcast and then one of our fans is going to mention
it
to them.
I will cut you off. When you do it, I'm going to go, blah, blah, blah.
But I like this one.
Wait, that's fine.
You would like it too. And our fans
might
like it.
I don't want to talk about it. It's fine. Maybe they will, but they're not right now. They're listening to us. Don't point them in another direction. Hey, I know this other really good League of Legends podcast you guys should listen
to.
This is a League of Legends podcast.
It's not a League of Legends podcast.
Shut your mouth. I know that. I'm just saying. It's like, shut your mouth. Shut up. Don't point somebody in another direction.
I feel like I'm being selfish.
No, you're just doing a job that doesn't pay well at all.
Hobby, really.
At this point, especially since YouTube took away our financing.
Did they?
Yeah, because you have to meet certain thresholds, and when you dip below those thresholds, YouTube's like, thanks, Logan Paul.
That's really funny.
It's because of him.
That's okay.
Dirty fuckwad.
I always prefer the audio versions anyway.
Yeah, I guess. Although we do look good.
I mean, I'm all right.
I like to think as far as podcasts go, especially about gaming, if we're not, we're not female.
Obviously. That's true.
So immediately, we're...
Second tier.
The fairer sex is much better to look at.
A-class.
Yeah. And as far as gamers go, there are more guys than girls. There is no arguing that. I'm not saying guys are better. There are just more of us that play games. Right?
I am not responding to this topic.
Am I wrong?
I'm not even.
I just think that there are.
Nah.
But we're less attractive. We're not as good to look at. And in some cases, and a lot of cases, we have shittier content.
That's true, too. That's a fair point.
Yeah, I don't think I'm being unfair to girls at all. Girls in gaming, I love you. Stick around. You're much better than most of the guys.
This is really going off the rails,
right? Where'd I go with
that? I'm not sure.
Team Siren.
Oh no!
Right? Right? Why not go back?
We tried to get them on our show.
I got in contact with two.
They weren't interested.
I could have probably coaxed the one, but she's not interesting. No offense, and I'm not going to say which one it is.
Rude.
It's not my
fault. Rude boy.
I mean, I'm just stating a
fact. Don't
be
a rude boy.
I don't listen to ska.
You don't listen to ska?
Not a lot.
I love ska.
No. Yeah, well, you know what? It died back in like 1996.
Not in here, it didn't.
It's all... I love ska, and ska will never die. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up! Anyway, League of Legends, right? That's why you're here. That's why you're listening. It can't be why you like
us. Yeah, it's not why I like me.
That's definitely not why I like you.
It's one of the things I dislike about me, honestly.
Real talk. So we had some games this week. We're not going to go into crazy depth about them because you watched them.
Yeah, but the top five is finally starting to shake loose.
Well, yeah, we're starting to kind of get a noticeable distance between, the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah, we have very clear first place, very clear second place.
Very clear first place. And teams that just, spoiler, Echo Fox is in first place. They're not.
Aww.
They went 2-0 this week. They beat C9, who has been their direct competition. But they have two wins over C9 this season.
They got locked up.
Yeah, they've got C9's number. And listen, C9's been playing well. But, they played Echo Fox. What was it? Licorice picked up Hooney's Lucian top lane, and Hooney shit on it.
Fucking choked on it.
Real fucking bad.
And he said, take that Lucian and fucking choke on it.
He's like, you could play my Lucian, but not like me. I'm going to fucking play Gangplank and stick one of these barrels up your ass and blow it up.
Yeah.
Intense. Not good. Flip side of that, you had TSM, a team who was desperate to kind of get back after going 1-1 last week, or 2 weeks ago, rather. This week, they were like, okay, I think they were sitting at a 500 record. They were 4-4 going into this week. It's like, all right, we have a chance to get back in the up and up. We play clutch. We play C9. Beating C9 will be big for us. We've always played well versus C9 historically. And we shit the bed both games.
Hard. Shut
so
it
much
down.
So. And in both games, they started off, I mean, I don't want to say strong, but at least they started off on the right track. Mm-hmm. Against clutch, they got first blood and then proceeded to get no more bloods after.
No bloods.
Zero bloods. No bloods.
Call Red
Plus
Cross.
10-1 to clutch, who is a huge surprise.
Yeah.
I think you can't say anything more than they're just a big surprise. They have a couple of good players with Thabivin and Apollo.
Yeah, after the first week, everyone kind of wrote him off, I feel like.
I mean, they weren't playing bad, but they were always like, okay, they go 1-1, 1-1, 0-2, whatever. They had a couple of good weeks here and there, but they've strung it together, and they're in the mix.
6-4, solid record.
In the mix.
Tied for third.
And then then TSM played C9, and, TSM proved that they could kill Smoothie.
Yeah, over and over again.
They proved, someone had something out for Smoothie in that game.
It was a vendetta.
See, TSM was just like, kill Smoothie. He's the linchpin. He's like, yo, I'm worth like fucking 7 gold. Why are you keep killing me? And that's all they did. And that's why they lost. And it looked real, real bad.
Well, they also team-fighted pretty poorly too.
Yeah, and I think that's becoming the,
That's the theme of TSM this season.
Yeah, like the cross that they're bearing
mediocre
right
team
now
fights
is that
poor
we
communication.
We can't team fight.
That's what they do.
And I think someone tried to say, I was watching a Travis thing, and while they were doing, I think it was Hotline League or whatever, when they did their call-in version.
Oh,
of
so
it,
you get to plug a podcast, but not me.
Well, we talked about it last week, and I'm not plugging it.
Sounds like a plug.
And they had Avali on, and or maybe it was before the season. I don't remember. Yeah, it was actually before the season. And somebody called in and was like, I don't think C9 is going to make playoffs in either spring or summer split. And the video is titled Avali Goes Off on this caller. Mm-hmm. And I watched it, and I'm like, this isn't going
Where's
off.
Where's the going off part?
Yeah, I was waiting for her to be like, fuck this guy. Never did that happen.
That's a shame.
And And I guess I shouldn't expect that because she's kind of demure.
I would love to see Ovaly go off on someone.
Right? Lovely girl. Seems like a lovely girl. Seems very respectful. Seems to genuinely like League. Is, you know, a self-professed weeb. We went on about that when we first talked about her a few weeks ago. But I would have absolutely killed to see her be like, motherfucker, C9, not make playoffs, either splits? What are you, retarded? Like, really just be like super, you know, inappropriate.
And then toss the mic, slap the mic off the table, walk off set.
Or like flip the fucking mic like off of her desk and be like, I'm done, and walk off, even though she's in her house. So the camera stays on and she has to walk back into her room to turn it off. You know, something like that. But it was definitely there was no going off.
That's a shame.
She did say, she was like, rah.
Is that what she said?
I'm a big follower of C9. Yeah, well, she's a cat person, so I'm assuming that was...
Oh, I see.
The cat people usually assume the role of being cats themselves.
Do they? I don't think that's a thing.
It's like they kind of begin to act a bit feline.
I don't know about that.
It's an observation I've made. It's only under hypothesis right
now.
We're
going to put a pin in that one.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
CDC has yet to
studies. Studies are still being conducted. Yeah, studies are still being conducted. But yeah, so I don't even know what the hell that had to do anything. But C9, it just made me laugh. So yeah, now that was enough about last week's games. Mm-hmm. Whatever, last week was last week, and today is tomorrow.
The past is past, and then, the future is tomorrow,
and the new games are coming.
Today is a gift.
They are an inspirational poster.
That's why they call it the present.
That's why they call it the present. Yeah. Present. Why did I say the president? Ugh, black. Black. Wash my mouth out with soap.
Hey, how do you think you get shirts with 45 embroidered on the cuff? I think I need some of
how
those.
How do you do it?
45 shirts.
I mean, you go to a place that does embroidery.
I think I need some of those.
You should get a 4 on one and a 5 on the other.
Oh, man.
Right?
That'd be sick.
Right? Except you'd look like a fucking clown.
There is that. There is that.
Like a,
no.
Like a fucking, like a knucklehead.
It's okay because I'm wearing it ironically.
No, you weren't. Yeah. No one would know.
That's why it's ironic.
Like that old woman who didn't know that she was talking to Russians. I wasn't doing nothing with no Russians. Listen, you dumb bitch. Yes, you were. You're just too stupid to realize it. So this week's games... After TSM dropped 2 games in a row to go 4-6, they are now on the outside, looking in, right?
Tap, tap, tapping on glass.
When you drop to 2 games under 500, you are officially on the other side. Are they still in a playoff spot? Technically, yes, they are.
Well, yeah, it's hard to not be in a playoff spot unless you're fucking last.
Yeah. Everybody makes the playoffs. It's participation trophies for everyone. But as having a losing record, you're on the outside looking in. You are now that team that people look at on their schedule and say, okay, we play TSM this week, so we can beat them. And then, oh, fuck, but we got Echo Fox, too.
Oh, no. Shit. Golden Guardians.
We better get ready for that game. Double prep for that game. Let's just focus on, you know what, just attack, steal their jungle because Mike Young sucks.
Poor Mike Young.
And you know, and just go after Bjergsen because all he does is use junglers as giant moving wards.
I feel like this happens with every TSM jungler when they join.
They're giant moving wards.
They have an entire year of being shitty. And then they get to play the game.
Not to mention, they get these junglers under the guise of their playmaking abilities. You know, go through the names. Mm-hmm. Svenskeren. There was, what was his name? Whose real name is Lucas Larson, but now I can't think of his actual game name.
This is why everyone needs to go by regular names.
This is why we need to go by regular, yeah. So, you know, and now they have Mike Young. I mean, the last jungler they had, and we said this already, that fit their style of play was fucking, what's his name? The odd
what's
one.
His face? Santorin.
Odd one.
That's who you're talking
Santorin,
about.
Santorin, yeah. Yeah. Another Dane.
Yeah, those Danes are where it's at.
Yeah, so, yeah, they're just moving wards for Bjergsen because TSM doesn't know how to play the game right.
Well, I mean, they kind of know how to play the game.
And yet they have a coach who comes from a pretty good pedigree of playing League.
Right?
And he can't make them do shit. I think it's, I'm telling you, Reggie is, bless you.
Excuse me.
Ooh. Reggie is the Vince McMahon to Song's Triple H.
You think so?
If TSM is the WWE, Reggie's Vince McMahon, and Song is Triple H.
How so?
Triple H runs like the wrestling business, right? He knows what he's doing. He's cultivating young talent. He's trying to, you know, give pushes to get the fans what they want, but not always give the fans what they want, but give them what they need,
mm-hmm.
right? And Vince is just like, yeah, he's big and has muscles. Make him champ. It's an old school way of thinking, and that's what Vince has, whereas Triple H has the progressive side of thinking where it's like, that's not what fans want anymore. This is what we have to do. While that works in some cases, we can't constantly give them that. You know, the world has one John Cena. We don't need another John Cena.
What do you think Reggie's presence is in the day-to-day running of TSM?
I honestly think he has way too much of a hand in what happens. Mm-hmm. I think he's one of those, like, a meddlesome boss.
You think he's sitting in on coaching sessions?
Like, yeah, like, he's, like, absolutely. I 100% believe he's in on the sessions. He's in the game planning. He's part of it. And like, Song is doing his thing. Reggie's like, wait, what if we did this? What if you guys did this?
And you can't talk
back. And I mean, what are you going to tell your boss? No, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. The last time you played competitively at a high level was like 10 years ago, you dumbass.
And you were so worried about it that you wouldn't let your teammates do picks or bans.
Yeah. You're so bad at this game that literally your name is a joke.
Whoa.
You know, you can't say that to
him. Way harsh, Ty.
Song's like, I mean, Song is like, yo, I played in Korea. I've played at a higher level than you ever have in your whole life. I'm better than you at this
game.
Didn't
he coach Azubu?
I thought he played on
Azubu. Did he play on Azubu?
I don't know. He's been, I'm not well versed enough in his background to say who he played coach for. I know he played on one of the Korean teams in like season 2. I want to say it was like, maybe it could have been Najin. It might have been Azubu. Could have been one of those teams. I don't know for sure, but regardless, he played in Korea, which means he's better than Americans. I think it's pretty safe, right?
Yeah, that's pretty safe.
I think that's a pretty, especially back then.
2015 as a player, 2012. Najin Sword.
Boom! Nailed it! Fuck yeah!
Najin Sword.
Hit it! Najin Sword.
He, first place, season 2 regional finals.
Yeah.
Seoul.
Najin was a good team back then. It was a really good team. That was a team with like Mac Noon and shit. Yeah. So, yeah. Played at a high level with a very, very highly skilled team. And I feel like Reggie is just a meddlesome boss.
Micromanage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fingers and pies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's Jerry Jones, man.
Did he coach the Rocks Tigers?
Song?
Yep.
Did he? Okay. Well, there you go. I mean, so the guy's got a pedigree of winning.
Yeah.
And of you know, of success in some regard.
Coup Tigers when he came on.
Yeah. So I think that it's just him in the meetings with the team and Reggie is just like, no, we need to do this. Or, hey, what about think about doing this? Like, he's probably not telling him what to do, but he's giving him ideas.
Yeah.
Or like telling him what his ideas are. And Song's probably like, oh, fuck, fine. Yeah, we'll try that too. On top of what I would like to do. Yeah. And I feel like the players, I don't know. I feel like TSM is one of those teams where like all their old dumb players have input too. Yo, so I was talking to Dyrus. You should stop.
You stop right now.
Yeah, you should just stop.
So I had Odwin on the phone and he was like, here's what you got to do. You got to play Twitch jungle.
You know what? I feel like if Reggie called up Odwin, I think Odwin still lives there.
Probably. He's in the garage.
Right, yeah. I feel like if Reggie was like, hey, odd one, what do you think? An odd would be like, whoa, 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 whoa. First of all, don't ask me about strategy. I don't even play this game anymore. I feel like odd one wouldn't want to put his hand in it at all.
I don't know.
But I feel like if he asked Dyrus, Dyrus would be like, well, what I think you should do is stop, dude. Yertle the turtle. Stop. No one cares what you think. You're irrelevant. You've retired. Move on with your life. Stop tweeting about what you do.
What?
Stop making weird streams about what games you're playing.
He just streams games.
Yeah, he just streams
something. It's not a bad life.
No, listen, it's a great life. If you can make money on it, Just don't be like I Will Dominate.
Or Hoshinshin.
Well, Hoshinshin is just a dumbass. Dominate's fucking rude. He's angry. He's a troll. And he's also delusional.
I don't think he's ever gotten over that ban.
Well, the thing is, there was a thing that happened a couple of weeks ago about Dom. He was on stream saying how he doesn't do this and doesn't do that. Like, he attacked somebody who was kind of trolling him mm-hmm. a little bit. And he attacked him like, he's like, you're ugly, you're fat, the only thing you're better than me at is eating. He's like, I saw your girlfriend, she's ugly. And you're like, whoa, Dom.
Damn.
Whoa. First of all, let's back off a little bit. Number one, who are you to tell anybody they're not good? You're like the ultimate mid-level player, former professional League of Legends player.
He really set himself up for failure with that name.
Yeah, you are literally the poster boy for incredible expectations and very low results. Yeah. People were like, Dominate's the best jungler in America, and just consistently was just a...
consistently fourth place.
Like a B minus, always a
F
B minus.
Plus.
You're just like, okay, dude. So now he's 27 years old.
Holy shit!
I don't believe he has a college education. I could be wrong, but I don't believe he does. You know, he makes money now because he streams and he gets mm-hmm. viewers. But here's the thing: League of Legends isn't going to be a thing forever.
Well, that's what you say.
Right, but here's another thing. I Will Dominate's not going to be a thing forever. He's not a pro anymore. Yeah, maybe this year he had made $100,000 or last year he made $100,000. That's going to start to wane as he becomes less and less relevant.
You got to invest.
The further away you get from the game and you get from being in the actual spotlight, where streaming is not the spotlight, the further away you get from that, the dimmer your star becomes. And he's going to find that out. I mean, he should just now cut his losses, take the position as being an assistant manager at a Foot Action in his local mall and just be done with it.
Foot Locker.
I mean, his mom will take care of him. She makes bank.
That's nice.
Yeah, his mom's like a lawyer in Miami.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, he comes from money, which is why he's also probably like a privileged little douchebag.
Yeah, that happens.
You know, sure, it's great. You know, awesome. But you know what? Maybe show a little decorum.
Act like you've been
there.
You're
a former pro. There's no need to call out somebody who trolled you on your stream.
I mean, even if you're not a former pro, there's no need to put people on blast.
But you know what? But you want to know what? Like a regular person, fine. I give you a regular person. Anything can get to them. You're a former pro. You're going to be at a different standard because you're supposed to be the example. Like any former pro at anything, try to be the example. Why? Because you have gotten all of that shit thrown at you. And you're the one who's going to be under the microscope. You know, fucking Joe douchebag in Gold 2 who talks trash on his stream and people watch
That's
it
me.
And then goes crazy.
That's what I do. That's not
exactly.
True.
Exactly. You know, that yeah, that guy. Yeah, you know what? That guy can blow up because he's a nobody and he's barely ever been faced with it.
I couldn't be a more boring streamer.
Yeah, I'm not exciting when I stream. But yeah, so I went off on a tangent there, but the whole Dominate thing, he's just a toxic little asshole.
Yeah, he's always been a toxic little asshole.
But
though.
If you want to come on the show, Dom, come on down.
He's been a giant hemorrhoid since the beginning.
He really is. It's like he's sitting on a tack.
Maybe he has hemorrhoids.
Well, I think really what it is, I think he's just super insecure.
That could be it.
Like, you just listen to what he says and how he flies off the handle so quickly and just starts attacking people's lives that he has that he knows nothing about. Like, okay, you just sound insecure. You're a former pro player, so why do you care? You make money, so why do you care? People give a shit about what you do and what you have to say for now. So why do you care? Like, why do you care if someone trolled you on your stream? What does it matter?
It's a place of business.
Grow up.
Nah.
No, it's not. It's Twitch. It's
a place of business.
Literally nothing of import happens on Twitch on someone's regular ass stream. Exactly. Just enough. Stop. Don't ever do that again. I fucking hate that. It's not even funny. Fuck. Now I'm mad.
Show's canceled.
Fuck, that's it. Christmas is over. Flip a table. Speaking of people getting mad, What about, so Team Liquid had a big victory over CLG. So what does Doublelift do? Doesn't say, hey, man, you know, it was CLG, you know, they're my roots. You know, oh, Biofrost plays for CLG. It was fun playing with him. No, calls him a bunch of babies. Say he says he plays like a baby. What the fuck?
So I listened to the clip.
Right.
It kind of sounds like he was saying it in jest, but the way the way Doublelift talk, it's like so matter of fact. Oh yeah, he plays like a baby. There's no joke there.
Now, here's a question: How much of Doublelift is Doublelift the character?
I don't know. I feel like at this point, the character's been so encompassing for so long that we're seeing the real Doublelift.
But maybe here's the thing. Let me blow your mind a little bit. Is Doublelift now becoming like life imitating art? Like, is he buying his own character? Yeah. Like, is he bought into himself?
I think
now?
He's becoming a real life heel.
Like, he's a caricature now of himself.
Yes. The Mickey suit has fused onto his spine. He can't take it off anymore.
He's, you know, now it's.
There's no more behind the curtain.
He's full heel. He's gone full heel turn. Which part of me, I'm like, that's great because League of Legends needs personalities.
Right.
It has none right now.
Even with Doublelift.
Doublelift is his persona is so far advanced above literally everyone else in League of Legends as the professional scene. You know, he's a heel.
He's the OG.
Yeah, he's a heel, and there's no... I mean, who's the face?
I feel like it was Doublelift for a long time, and he's starting to cycle to the heel.
Doublelift, if we're going to go straight with wrestling, because that's the best place to go with this. If you're going to go wrestling style, Doublelift's like... Okay, now he's not as good as it, but as far as League of Legends concerned, Doublelift's the Rock. Because there are people that love the Rock, and there are people that hated the Rock.
No, that's good. That's a good analogy.
Not the Rock now. I mean the Rock like as a wrestler.
People's elbow the Rock. Can you smell what the Rock is cooking the Rock?
Yeah, corporate champion. Like even when he was a heel, like a straight bad guy. The stuff that he did, he was a bad guy. People still loved him because he was the most electrifying man in sports entertainment. You know, that shit. And I feel like right now that's Doublelift.
I would agree.
In League of Legends. Yeah. Doublelift, you've definitely... are the Rock of League of Legends.
I'll tell you what we need,
right
though.
Now. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Or a Gold Dust.
No,
we need a universally reviled character.
You know, Gold Dust still wrestles and people love him.
He's a great heel.
He's not a heel,
though. He absolutely
though.
Is. Everyone hates him.
No, nobody hates Gold Dust. Everyone loves Gold Dust now. No, you need a Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I love Stone Cold Steve Austin. Wow. I love Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, exactly. But you need him because you need someone who's surly, tells it like it is, isn't all for show, you know, just walks in and doesn't give a damn, maybe drinks a beer, I don't care.
He also has
a
podcast.
Could be a monster. Could be, I know, and it's great. That's another guy who's definitely bought into his character.
Yes.
Like, you know, he's now Stone Cold Steve Austin all the time. You know, that's...
That wasn't bad.
I've worked very hard on
that.
That
was pretty good Stone Cold. Drop it another octave, you nailed it.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
It's, listen, for someone who's not Texan, and who has a little bit of a higher camber to his voice. So, yeah. So, we need a Stone Cold.
I agree.
We need an Undertaker and a Ministry of Darkness.
We need is some real assholes, but they're the funny kind.
Yeah, you know, we need a DX.
Not the Tyler
ones. We need somebody
ones.
To walk out. You know, we need guys to walk out pointing at their crotch going, yeah, suck it. Suck it. They're talking about dicks. You know, stuff like that. You know, nonsense. Yeah. But we had a whole show about that where he said that League of Legends, as far as personalities, need to embrace the more ridiculousness of stuff
but
like that.
But they're not allowed.
No, they're not allowed to. And I think, and it's like, yeah, because they want to be legit.
I mean, even legit sports have players that trash talk, but they trash talk well.
Right. And I think you sort of need to allow, and again, I don't want to, we've done this this, you know, rigmarole once before. Yeah. But I'm just saying it's just like they don't have opportunities. That's what it is. You know, there needs to be more of those like promo opportunities. But everyone's so afraid to ask a question or to give a controversial answer outside of Doublelift. Mm-hmm. You would think someone would watch him and be like, hey, I could do that. I'll just do it in the other direction.
Yeah.
Or I'll give it right back to him.
Right.
Start a rivalry. You know, even High said, even High just recently was like, oh, you know, every time Doublelift calls somebody trash, they beat his team. You know, so I hope he calls us trash this week when we
play. Did he say that, or did he say they beat their team?
Well, he did. Everything was
every time Doublelift calls someone trash.
Every time
they beat Doublelift,
Doublelift calls someone's trash. They beat his team. I hate that. I really do hate that. But yeah, you know what? You would think that someone would say, "Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be the next personality of League of Legends. I'll show them. Fuck Doublelift." And he should just say that.
But then they would get fined.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine this? Imagine you're a team owner, not Rick Fox, because he's like the world's greatest dad.
He's got the mug. He's got the hat.
Yeah, he does. He definitely does. He's got the hat, the mug, the sweatshirt. But so you're another team owner, a nascent team owner, new to it. You know, you're a legit mm-hmm. owner, though. And, you know, your team's middle of the road, not doing great. But you need to drum up some, like, excitement about your team. So one of your players comes up to you and is like, you know what, man, Doublelift's talking some trash. I think I want to put him on blast. And, you know, you're like, you know, we could use that. We could use that kind of mm-hmm. heat because that's good heat. That's good heat.
I think you have to start it on Twitter, too. There isn't such thing as good heat.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You do it all over the place. And you have to sell it. You have to sell it. So it's like, you know what, you're the owner. You contact Travis because that's not a Riot sanctioned mm-hmm. show. That's a freelance show. So you're like, yeah, hey, listen, so-and-so, we'd love if you guys would be willing to put him on your show this week. They would be fucking head over heels, fucking dicks in the air. Like, yes, absolutely. They want to put him on the show. So, okay, cool. So-and-so goes on your show. Like, hey, blah, blah, blah. So you're having a good split. Yeah. Fuck that. Listen to this. This is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Doublelift. And he looks right at the camera. It's like, listen, motherfucker, I'm coming for you. Because you could swear on that show anyway. Mm-hmm. It's like, listen, motherfucker, I'm coming for you. You call us trash every week. You're out there running your mouth, doing barely enough to keep your head above water. Well, listen to this. You come into my house, you play my game, I'm going to fuck you.
Wow.
Maybe not that far, but something to that effect. I will enter you.
That's why they call me the penetrator. Not enough. Not a good enough reason to say penetrate.
Right. You know, like, but okay, maybe not that exactly, but something to that effect. You see what I'm saying, mm-hmm. though? Like, think about that. So he goes.
I'm
so,
thinking,
you know,
about it.
So pro, you know, X from Team Y goes on, you know, Hotline League or whatever show. And does this, cuts this fucking mean promo that he's been working on.
Yeah.
Calling out Doublelift. I mean, the League community would lose their fucking mind.
Exactly. It'd be great.
Yeah, Reddit would explode. Be like, oh my God. Half the people be like, what a fucking asshole. The other half be like, this is the best thing ever.
But then what happens if you lose?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You fucking put your team on blast then.
Well, that's it.
You don't mean it.
You don't put your team on blast.
You're like,
come
look.
On.
You're like, look. I'm gonna blame you. And they're gonna be like, fine, that's fidelity. But I'm not. I don't mean it. I'm just gonna do it for, you know, for ratings. Cause that's what matters. And then you're the bad guy. Then you not only have you elevated Doublelift to face status, you flipped him in an instant. You flipped him from heel to face. Now you're full heel, getting all the heat because you talk trash and didn't back mm-hmm. it up. Or you fucking back it up, your team wins, and then what? Now Doublelift looks like an asshole, goes deep heel. Mm-hmm. Now he's brooding heel. And you just are like transcend. There's no wrong. I will give classes in this to pros.
Yeah, you need to start a PR company. Call Froggen.
Yeah, for free. He needs it. Oof, did you watch that video?
Which video?
When he his goodbye I video that he gave before at the beginning of the season, when he said he's like taking his time and he's gonna take a split off. I love Froggen, probably like one of the nicest guys in the world, but the boy is made of wood.
Yeah, he also hasn't played a decent game of League in 4 years.
It's been some time. Yeah. It's been some time. He's been on some bad teams.
That is true.
You know, he made some poor decisions team-wise. Actually was like one of the first Echo Fox players. Yeah. And
him and like what, Looper?
Keith McBrief.
Keith McBrief. The Team Liquid one-time one-hit wonder.
Yeah, who unsat Piglet.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That was Piglet's downfall. For like
two games, yeah, right? That tilted Piglet hard. That was it. Piglet hasn't been the same player since.
That would kind of fuck me up, though.
A little bit. Great opportunity to turn heel.
Golden Glue, solo, stunt, LOD.
Oh, LOD. Acadian. Pretty good. Acadian's all right.
Looper, Froggen, Keith, hard.
Golden Glue, one of those.
How
guys.
Have there been so many Echo Fox players in this short amount of time that they've been a team?
2 years.
How many players do you think Echo Fox has ever had?
15.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, ever? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Because they have
14,
10 right now.
15, 16, 17 former players.
Okay, so I was right there.
And then their current players, 10.
10. Yeah.
So 27 total players.
But regardless, or, you know, I mean, like, oh, dude, you could do so many things. I've said this so many times. League of Legends needs to embrace professional
wrestling. They need a PR firm to come in.
As their model.
I agree.
They need what?
They need a PR person to come in. Start whipping it up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's because, again, you know, the Riot side is so
sterile.
Focused on, yeah, on being sterile and being, you know, pros and this and that. And they're really missing an opportunity to hit the you know, the age group and the demographic that would probably fall in love with that.
Yeah.
Where you're, you know, you're, yeah, the games are important and stuff, but you want them to, you know, care about the presentation.
And if you can maintain that personality for a couple hours a week on stream.
Right? And that's the thing is, like, when you watch the games, you know, you don't care about the personalities because that's not like wrestling.
Right.
You know, because you don't have an opportunity to show your personality while the games are going on. Outside of the every once in a while, you know, outburst when something good happens.
The classic Dyrus, get the fuck out of my lane.
Yeah. Classic.
Classic Dyrus.
That's what we'll call it. I'm using air quotes
one time
when I say that. Yeah. But, yeah, stuff like that. You don't get a lot of opportunity to show your personality. But, you know, pre-game, post-game, stare downs, you know, walking past, go to shake your hand, pull it away, kind of. Come on, stuff like that.
That's too far.
No, if you're it's
calling
not
someone a douchebag on the internet,
like,
that's okay.
As long as all 10 teams have an understanding going into it, be like, look, we're playing characters.
It's all a show.
What we do on stage isn't the same thing as how we, you know, we could go out to dinner afterwards. We can hang out. It doesn't matter because it's KFAB. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the term, man. KFAB or KFABE. Whatever it is, however you pronounce it, there's, you know, in the old days, back in the 80s and in the early 90s, you know, like that was unheard of. You know, you would never pull back the curtain and know what's going on. You know, you would never see, you know, Ric Flair hanging out with like Bret Hart because Ric Flair was a heel and Bret Hart was a face, mm-hmm. and they couldn't be friends.
No way.
You know, you'd never see someone not speaking with their accent, even though you know that they're not from the country they claim to be from. You know, Kamala, the Ugandan giant, was, you know, from like somewhere in the Midwest, not the jungles of Uganda.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
The whole world is shaking.
You would never know that. But it doesn't matter. Because it's a character, it's a show, it's for entertainment value. And that's the part that you have to inject into League of Legends is the entertainment value of it. Because it's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine how much more fun it would be?
People would actually stick around for the post-game interviews.
And there would be more stuff to do surrounding it. You could have so much more of like a show.
Bearable content to watch.
It wouldn't, yeah, it wouldn't, you wouldn't just have to worry about listening to Jat and Kobe and the same old people break down the games. You could make that its own show where they break down stuff. That's fine. That could be its own thing. That's what I'm saying is you could just, yeah.
It's a show that must not be named.
Yeah, exactly.
Thieves. Fucking up our SEO.
Right? So, or maybe we're fucking theirs up.
We can only hope.
Fingers crossed. Double crossed, actually. So,
you can have,
let's go, you know, let's go see what's going on backstage. You know, we've got Avali. Avali, who do you got? Hey there, Jat. So I'm here talking to, it doesn't matter who you're talking to. Listen to me. We've got Echo Fox after this, and Echo Fox is in first place, but you want to know what? Not for long, god damn it. I don't care what they are. I don't care who they think they are. They're coming into our house. We're motherfucking FlyQuest, son.
That's how high talks.
Stuff like... yeah, that's high. What you gonna do, brother? Hi, that's Hulk Hogan.
He's gonna ask like a question. What you gonna do, brother?
That's all he could do. I'm sorry, it's all I have is Hulk Hogan. But so it'd be funny. It'd be good. It'd be so good for the game. It would make the broadcast and just everything surrounding it so much more interesting. And you don't have to do it in Europe. You don't have to do it.
They can do their own thing.
Do the prototype of it in America. Let it start there. Let it sink in. You know, you can have, you know, the Japanese league that could be like anime characters.
Oh, well, I mean, is that a thing?
Being
are
anime?
Are they going to, like, charge up their powers?
I feel like Kamehameha's? I feel like if you go to Japan, people try to do that anyway.
Do they? I've never been to Japan, but that seems not the case.
Japan's a weird place.
That is true.
I mean, tentacle porn.
But I don't think people are running around in orange jumpsuits with their hands behind their back.
Underpants vending machines.
I mean... sometimes you need a dirty pair of underpants. I don't know what the problem is.
What I'm saying is it really out of the
sometimes
realm of possibility?
Sometimes you need a weird soda that tastes like beef.
Is it really out of the realm of possibility?
I don't know.
That somebody's in Japan doing that right now?
Someone's in like Missouri probably doing it right now.
I'm sure there's a lot of people in Florida doing that right now. Full Sail's a thing.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, people did that we know.
In college. Grown men.
Oh, yeah, that's grown fucking men. Oh, man. So, yeah. I don't know how we got to there, but Riot enforced the WWE rule.
Yes, make it an actual rule.
Make it a thing. Yeah, you have to have characters.
And then also, instead of playing League of Legends, just let people fight.
Just wrestle. Hit him with a chair. Right. Hit him with a chair. Yeah.
For an object.
But, I mean, listen. At the end of the day, no one remembers the results of week 4 of the spring split. But if somebody cuts a great fucking promo, you'll never forget it.
That's true.
That's the stuff, man.
I think that may be it.
Make, what is it? There's a great quote that I wanted to say. Don't just take pictures, make memories.
Oh, wow. It's a Kodak moment.
Right.
Sounds like it's from Nikon.
It's from Psych, actually. The TV show.
That works.
When Jules was going on vacation and he's like, you know, he goes, take lots of pictures. He's like, but don't take pictures of what the hell did he say? Of sights. He's like, don't take pictures of sights. He's like, take memories. Mm. Fucking profound.
It is. It's deep for Psych.
Right? It was, I love that.
It's a good
show.
They made a movie.
I know, and it was amazing. Yeah. Phenomenal. So yeah.
I think that's Tower Dive.
We're gonna put a bookend on that one. In the upcoming weeks, watch week 6, buy Kaisa when she comes out. Support Tower Dive on our Patreon.
Or just follow us on Twitter or YouTube.
Or just follow us on Twitter and YouTube. I mean, that's a start.
And really, subscribe to us and comment on iTunes. That's what really gets things moving.
We would love for all of that happening. Any one of those things would be great. All of them, and you're just a just a great person. Just a good old fashioned thingamer.
All right.
I don't know. And with that, we bid you a fond farewell. Hooks.
Sam. Bye bye. I'm gonna go get some more.